Well, Mason, a difficult ending to the season for you with the injury suffered in round number one against Grand Rapids. But what are your impressions on what your team was able to do here in the playoffs?
Yeah, it was obviously tough not being out there and being a part of it. But, you know, I did what I could, cheering him on. So, you know, it was great to watch him go into Grand Rapids and, you know, take two or three there. And then, obviously, Rockford's a little bit different of a story. They're a really good team, really fast team. And, you know, I guess, you know, they swept us, so that's what it is. And we're just going to get better over the summer and get back hungry next year.
As much as the playoffs were cut short for you, the regular season was everything you could have asked for, getting into every game, playing in the All-Star festivities as well. What jumps out at you as a memory? Let's start with the team side of it first.
You know, it was a really good regular season for us, obviously. One that sticks out most is probably that long streak we went on for sure. We had a lot of games there where we found ways to win. You know, we were playing really good hockey as well, but, you know, we really came together and we were just battling every night. So that was a great little stretch of our season. But overall, I was really happy with our, you know, our play for the majority of the regular season. So it was a good first year.
One of the things that some of the players are talking about is when the season really took a turn for the better. And they thought that was on the road in California early on in the year after a loss in Bakersfield where the guys kind of got things on track and got a focus to the game. Do you remember that? Do you feel that was a key time in the season?
Yeah, you know, I felt there was a little feeling out process, which, you know, that's how you start every season. And then from there, like our California trip, that was, you know, that was pretty early in the season. But that was kind of when we hit the ground running and really, really started to understand the team we have and the makeup and, you know, what we bring to the table and what makes our team successful. So, yeah, from there, we really, you know, we grew an identity and we stuck to it. And that's what made us a successful team. And, you know, that's what got the results.
What was it like for you going through this first year as a pro and just kind of seeing how the American Hockey League works where your lineup can change so dramatically from one game to the next where you feel like you're a certain kind of team for part of the year, another part of the year you're a different group. How was that for you to go through that experience?
It's good. Obviously, I haven't played a year pro before this one, so it was a big learning curve. And you don't ever say guys are hurt up in the Jets that, you know, that changes our lineup or vice versa. So yeah, there's a lot of times where we were, you know, we were dealing with different lineups. And me personally, you never know where you're going to play in the lineup. So you just, you know, do your best. You put your best foot forward and then just work hard every night and control what you can control because there's no need to worry about the other stuff. But I thought we battled hard through adversity for the majority of the year. There was times and stretches where we were a pretty banged up team and we still found ways to, you know, get back to our game and find ways to win. So yeah, overall, obviously, it's a long season, so you're going to have those challenges and those little bumps to work through. But, you know, I liked how we persevered through it.
I looked at some lineups the other day and saw a fourth-line center at the beginning of the season. And at the end of the season, we're talking about Rookie of the Year in the American Hockey League and a first-team All-Star. On a personal level, what do you take from this year? What do you remember about the process you went through?
It was great. You know, coming into the year, I didn't have too many expectations like we've talked about before. So I just came into work, you know, try to earn a spot on the team, and that's what I did. And then from there, kind of my game took off. So, yeah, for me, it was just, you know, keeping it simple and working hard every day and, you know, not taking anything for granted. And that's where I kind of started getting my opportunities. And then from there, jumped on it and, you know, rode that wave. And, I really liked my season for the most part. So I was happy with my first year.
You know, it's interesting when you win awards, when you're named to All-Star teams, when you lead the league in points as far as rookie scoring is concerned, you sometimes get a label or maybe even a target on you. As far as yourself, are you able to come away from this season with more a concrete understanding of your game than really thinking about the accolades?
Yeah, you know, we've talked about it before how, you know, points aren't really indicative of how I'm playing. So, but yeah, for me, obviously, you know, there's guys that are going to hit you, play more physical when you're, you know, you're scoring and that those types of things. So just sticking to my game is really important. And, you know, doing the things that make me successful every night is what makes me a good hockey player in this league.
You came to Canada not knowing a whole lot about being a hockey player in this part of the world, and now you're seeing what it's like for the team to be a playoff team and then to watch the Jets go through this experience as well. Are you enjoying being in the atmosphere at this time of the year?
Yeah, it's great. Obviously, you know, the Jets fan support is insane. So just being around that and being a part of that is pretty special. And, you know, even with our Moose team, it's a little different than the Jets, but it's been great. You know, that little run we had. And, you know, now we'll just cheer the Jets on and, you know, hopefully they can get the cup.